Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Patience. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. Leo Haviland is our guest, our good friend, the author of Words on Wall Street. He's a financial expert, a Wall Street expert, a macroeconomic expert, and he's our expert, has been now for many years. Leo, thanks again for staying with me. We were talking in the previous segment about the stock market, and as we went to the break, you were saying that without some kind of policy progress in Washington vis-a-vis especially the tax reform, and we probably shouldn't call it tax reform. It's not really going to be tax reform. It's just going to be tax cuts. If we don't get that this year, you said it's going to be bearish for equities, and I agree with that. What do you think are the chances? Do you think they're going to pull it off?
I don't think there will be any substantial tax reform this year.
Well, or even tax cuts?
Not substantial tax cuts.
So what? All the stuff they're talking about on television about 20% for corps and 25% for pass-throughs and all that, you think that won't happen in 2017?
I don't think that will. If there are those kind of cuts, they will be that significant. First of all, you know, we both know, and the persons on Main Street know too, that the tax code is very complicated. It has a great number of interests, and
a bunch of sacred cows.
Going to be fighting. There's going to be a lot of battles over it, right?
Right.
Add to that that Congress has not been able to repeal or replace Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act. So how are they going to manage to get through the tax code? Look at the differences still within the Republican Party on the tax issue, between the Democrats and the Republicans on the tax issue, the lack of clarity coming from the president and some questionable leadership on tax.
There's one big one right now in the news right now is this 401k issue. I mean, that could be a real stumbling block.
Yes.
Remind the audience about that.
Well, that's the ability of persons to put amounts of cash into their retirement accounts.
They're talking about lowering the amount you can contribute, the top number,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's what I understand. So that's relevant in part because when here's this framework about tax cuts having $1.5 trillion, those are real dollars of additional deficits without some new revenue, that if they can't agree on some revenue measures, it's going to be hard to get individuals to sign on to the tax reform proposals that have currently been indicated. And the average American is the one who's maybe benefiting from, 401ks. So are they going to be aboard this so-called tax reform if there's a cut in it?
Right.
So I think it'd be very difficult to get any noteworthy legislation through this particular Congress this year.
And therefore, we come back to your prophecy at the end of the last segment that if it doesn't happen, it could be bearish for equities.
Right.
So based on that, sir, what are you seeing for 2018?
That given the rising interest rate environment in the United States, with the Fed, reinvesting less money and buying bonds, with the 10-year note creeping up from under 2% in 2016 to heading towards 2.5% to 3% now, I think 2018 is a warning period for equities, and the stocks are especially vulnerable if earnings do not come in, tax reform or no tax reform, weaker earnings. could make the stock market extremely vulnerable.
Let me throw an ironic scenario out there for you and see if you can help us reconcile this. For years, the national economy was stuck in recovery mode, and yet the stock market was went nuts. Record levels 3 years in a row when the GDP went negative in the first quarter of 14, 15, and 16. Mm-hmm. That was that. What's wrong with that picture? Then, so now we have a stock market that's still going nuts. The economy, the national and the global economy, is picking up, and it may be going the other way. Help us, based on what you're saying, help me reconcile those, Leo. They don't make any sense, do they?
It's a challenge.
Isn't it further proof of the disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street, the world Main Street?
It's a sign of the disconnect. Two additional points. An old well-known saying is, and stocks and other markets, things always look best at the top and worst at the bottom.
Yeah.
And if things are looking very rosy, in the view of many with the economy now, as they did in 2007 and 2000 in the dot-com heyday, one should be cautious, particularly given that the stock market strength in the U.S. has now run for quite a long time, since, mm-hmm. say, March 2009.
Right. We're coming up on a 10-year number, aren't we?
That's right. And one element that's not advertised heavily on Main Street is the stock buyback programs that have been going on in corporate America, particularly for many of the benchmark firms. And so there's maybe less stock around, and that mm-hmm. can point to a disconnect relative to Main Street.
Yep. Boy, we need that tax reform on many, many levels, on many levels of the future. We need that. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.